You have reached Direction Home of Eastern Ohio, your local area agency on aging. Your call may be monitored and or recorded for quality assurance. If you would like to speak with any staff member and you know their extension, please enter it now.
I'm here.
If you're not sure of your party's extension, please enter the 9 key for the agency directory or wait on the line for an operator to assist you. Thank you.
We're just going to wait.
Hi, thank you for calling Direction Home of Eastern Ohio. This is Michelle. How can we help you?
Hi, Michelle. This is Judah here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Am I coming across choppy or do you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you okay. You might want to speak up a little bit or take me off the speakerphone.
Okay, perfect. No problem. So I'm here. I have a patient, Stacy Fisher, on the line. She called in to us inquiring about home care. I'm calling from Rhonda's Health Home Care. And we wanted to initiate a referral for Stacy to receive some home care. She has Medicaid and she has CareSource.
Okay. The referral would go through our community resource department. Okay. She doesn't have a current case manager with Direction Home. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Just one moment while I connect you, okay?
What's the direct number for future?
You have reached the Community Resource Department. Please hold for the next available specialist.
Ohio Benefits Long-Term Services and Support. Denise speaking. Can I help you?
Hi, Denise. This is Judah with Rhonda's House Home Care. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking on this Monday. I'm here. We have a patient, Stacy Fisher. She's on the line. She called in inquiring about home care, and she wants to for us to initiate a referral to Direction Home on her behalf.
Okay.
So would the best way be on the phone? Is that
yes.
Someone can... Amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stacy, stay
tell me your first name again.
My first name is
Stacy Fisher. Oh, go ahead.
No, sorry. No, he is.
Sorry, my name is Judah, J-U-D-A-H.
Okay. And you're at Rhonda's House?
Exactly, Rhonda's House Home Care.
Oh, Rhonda's House Home Care. And what's your phone number there?
Sure, my direct number is 234-363-9007.
Okay. And what's the patient's name?
Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y.
Okay.
Fisher, S, like Frank, I-S-H-E-R.
Date of birth?
3-28-1971.
Okay. Address?
Okay, let me give you the full address. Hold on, let me pick it up. Did I have it? Then, yes, it's 237 Milton Street, Southeast. Right, Stacy, you're still there? At this address?
Yes, 2307.
Okay, 2307 Milton Street, Southeast. And that's in Warren.
Okay.
44484.
Phone number?
Okay, let me give you the best phone number for Stacy. It is 330-777-9653.
You said 777?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's different. Okay. What's your medical diagnosis?
I have quite a few.
Okay.
I have a lesion on my spinal cord. Also, chronic pain syndrome.
Okay.
I have stenosis of the cervical and stenosis of the lumbar.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I'm in workup with Cleveland Clinic and also on my way to UPMC. I have a lot of things being worked up at the moment, lumbar punctures, things of that nature.
What do you want help with?
Quite a few things. I am a full risk. I am very off balance.
Are you using anything to walk with?
I have a cane and I also have a walker.
Okay.
So I need help with quite a few things.
Like what?
Like I am just very off balance, like trying to get out of the shower, trying to do anything. I have to use the walls to walk.
So you need help getting in and out of the shower and your mobility in the house?
Yeah, it's more getting out of the shower. Like I just, once I'm wet, I'm just really scared of slipping.
Okay. What else do you need help with?
Probably more like just like sweeping my floor. I can't stand very long. I can't walk very far.
Can you schedule it for just 1 second?
Mm-hmm.
Stacey, I think one of the things, tell me if I'm wrong. I don't want it to sound worse than you are, but one of the things Denise that Stacey mentioned to her over the phone is that when she walks, being that she's holding onto the wall, so she is scared of falling at any time. So of course the shower is that's our number one place where we find falls. However, it's probably around the house that there is a risk. So I don't know, I'm just putting that out there as well. The lighthouse keeping is probably not something which is covered. We need some of the insurance, right?
We don't handle private insurances. She can get help through a Medicaid waiver.
Exactly. Yeah.
But we don't handle private insurances.
Okay, that's fine. No, we want to see one of the waiver programs available for her.
I mean, they can provide housekeeping assistance.
Okay, fine. So I think it's a lot of light housekeeping, but mostly to prevent the falls. So I don't know, Stacey, if you said that your balance is not good, so probably preparing a nutritious meal might be a little bit of a challenge. Is that a correct statement?
Yeah, I don't walk well at all. Like I had said earlier, also both of my ankles are also fused.
Okay.
Plus, like with all of the stenosis, all of these things going on, I have no feeling. Like both of my hands are numb, both of my feet are numb.
Okay. Okay, so
I have fallen multiple times. So I mean it's documented, like through Cleveland Clinic, through Saney's.
Do you need help with bathing and getting yourself dressed?
Yeah, I mean I struggle sometimes like with pulling pants up. Like I don't have any use of my left hand. My right hand I'm losing use of.
Okay. Okay. And so does that include help with washing your hair or brushing your teeth?
Both of them, I have false teeth.
Okay.
So
do you need help with cleaning them?
I can clean them. It's getting harder for me to be able to put, like, the glue on them just because I'm losing use of my hands. Yes.
Okay.
I have, like, I mean, it's really hard to, there's a lot going on, like severe neuropathy.
And again, what about washing your hair?
I do my hair. My hair is extremely, extremely short, so there's really not a whole lot to do with my hair.
Can you go to the bathroom on your own? Do you need help with that?
Yes. No, I can go to the bathroom on my own.
Okay. And what about cutting your fingernails and toenails?
I've been struggling. Like, yeah, I've been doing my toenails, but it's getting harder, like, with my fingernails. It's just getting harder. And I'm a fanatic, and it's really getting hard.
Okay.
I don't have, like, the strength.
All right. I can make a request for an Ohio Home Care Waiver program referral, and that program can provide an aid to help you with all your daily activities.
Okay.
That program is handled through CareStar. The only thing that this agency would do is submit the request for assessment. And then CareStar will do the assessment, and they will provide the services for you or make sure you get the services, okay? So, let's see. So you need help with doing your laundry also?
Yeah, I can't do steps at all, and it's in my basement.
Okay, and what about transportation? Do you need help with that?
I have a car, and I can drive. The hardest part for me is I can't walk. So, I mean, I'm getting to the point it's easier for me to have somebody because I need help getting in and out of places. I've used Care Sources transportation, but it's awful, honestly.
Okay. All right. And are you using oxygen?
No.
Do you get any infusion or IV therapy?
I had infusions done, I want to say in December. They tried high-dose steroids.
Okay, but are you getting it now?
No, not
right
now.
Okay.
No.
Do you get any shots or injections?
No.
Okay. And you manage your own finances and medications?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'll make a request for the Ohio Home Care Waiver Program. And as I said, that program is handled through CareStar. So I can give you their phone number. If they do not call you within, 10 business days to schedule that assessment, you can call them. Let them know that a request was submitted to them and that you're waiting on someone to call you to schedule an assessment. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Let me know when you're ready for the phone number.
I'm ready.
Okay. It is 800.
800.
616.
616.
37.
37. 18.
Right.
And this is CareStar?
CareStar, yes.
Okay.
Okay. And so do you have any questions?
No, I should be okay. I'll just wait to hear from them, and if not, give them a call.
That's right. Okay.
Denise, I have a question for you. First of all,
thank you
for the time for this. I'm just curious, in the future, if I have a patient who I feel would fit the Ohio Home Care Waiver program due to age and insurance, Medicaid. Should I call CareStar directly, or does it all, should it also go through Direction Home?
No, it goes through Direction Home. We submit the request. CareStar does provide the services. So you would call us too, because Ohio Home Care Waiver is for those individuals under the age of 60.
Perfect. So it's always through Direction Home.
Yes.
Amazing. Is there a good email? Like if we have a question about her approval or if she doesn't get the assessment within 10 days, we should reach out to CareStar directly and not to you. Is that correct?
Yes, that is right.
Okay, so we'll try not
because
to
once I submit the request, I won't know anything that happened or who should be calling her. If someone calls her and leaves a message and she calls me to find out why, who it was, I wouldn't be able to tell her.
Right. I guess once the Stacy gets approved, then you guys will be notified, correct?
No. We will not be notified because we don't handle the program. All we do is submit the request for assessment.
Got it. Okay. So the referral goes into you. You refer it, and then going forward for updates, follow-up, we reach out to CareStar.
Yes.
Amazing. Very good. And last question for you. Is there a need for me to submit the form via email, or this referral is submitted already over the phone?
I'm going to email the request for assessment.
Okay, fine, perfect. No, I know because sometimes we will email into Direction Home or referral, but we don't have to do that.
You,
to get it over the phone,
you
right?
Can email. You can email the request to the Community Resource Department for an assessment. And, you know, we get the, we call the person, get the information just to verify that they do want the request, the assessment, and then we forward it to CareStar.
Okay. So, but for right now, being that we did it over the phone, that's sufficient, correct?
Right.
Amazing.
Right.
Very good. Thank you so much, Denise. Stacy, if you could just stay on the line.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank
you. All have a good day. You're welcome.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.